I had a beautiful experience today with my 91-year-old mom. I'm lucky and privileged to spend precious time with mom each week. She's been my first and best cheerleader all my life. She never ceases to amaze me, encourage me, and inspire me. Let me tell you about our day. Perhaps it will inspire and encourage you too. Mom received some gift cards for Christmas that she wanted to use before we went to lunch. She had received one for BAM, that's Books a Million, that she wanted to use, and she also had one for Longhorn Steakhouse. I arranged to pick her up at 11 a.m. and head over to the BAM store in the Park City Center. We trundled through the store looking at the huge and varied selections, and then she asked the pleasant clerk for directions to the kids section. We then spent some serious time poking around the Dr. Seuss books. Of course, they are absolute classics. Well, she selected three of them for her great-grandchildren. It then hit me. She was using her Christmas gift card to bless her great-grandchildren. She wasn't using it for her own reading pleasure. Wow, isn't that super kind and thoughtful? She was turning a gift for herself into one for others. Well, that triggered another image for me that I may have mentioned before. I know I've used this image in sermons, but it's worth repeating. It's the image of the Dead Sea. The Dead Sea is in the south of Israel and is called Dead because the Jordan River flows into it and nothing whatsoever flows out of it. This characteristic makes the sea 7 times saltier than the oceans, so it can't support any life. But listen, this could also be an image for you or me if resources, talents, treasures, and gift cards flow into us and nothing useful or beneficial flows out of us. In this short little shopping trip to BAM, Mom was showing me what it looks like to be a spring of living water. This is what it looks like to be life-giving and vital. Mom is a conduit of life, love, encouragement, and even Dr. Seuss books. She's not a hoarder or a Dead Sea. Well, then in like fashion, she used her Longhorn Steakhouse gift card to treat me to lunch. Well, truth be told, we take turns each week paying for lunch, and it was her turn. But the image is still good. Friends, my hope for you is that this makes you stop and ponder what is flowing into your life that should be shared and poured out for others. The world is waiting for and maybe even starving for your gifts. That's what I'm reflecting on. With that, have a life-giving week as you flow life, love, talents, time, and treasures into those who could use your generosity.